please see an aneurysm.
Well, like, I don't know what he's... Play some music?
All right,
here we go. Oh, okay.
Some of the players said they never feel like they're out of a game, no matter how the confidence they have. You're not surprised by that, but you sure don't want to have a habit of digging yourself a hole like this.
Yeah. Yeah, the big joke in our staff room was two goal lead. That's the hardest lead to protect. And then somebody else said, "How would we know? Because we've never had one." So it's tough going down early like that. The only, I guess, part that's helped us is we've had a lot of game to get back, to get ourselves back. But we've got a group, you know, that's been together for a while and been in all sorts of different situations. Clearly not ideal to go down two, especially, you know, you got a guy like Schneider in the net and a well-structured team, but boys, they found a way. It's good.
And the coaches challenged you guys to get on the bench, or was it like a Nigel or a Brian?
That was off. I felt it was off by like quite a bit, and so usually we make a call on the bench, like check it. Everybody's checking everything all the time. It helps though now having, we never had TV on the bench before. So this year, you know, the NHL has put the TVs on the bench. So that really helps. And, you know, that was a big moment for us that worked out.
Seemed like a routine hockey play, but Braden Point's first point, carrying the puck behind the net, fighting off the check.
Yeah, he made this team for a reason. And, he had a great preseason. He was putting up points, and you know, regular season is a little different to preseason. But we have total confidence in him that he can play in this league, and you know, no bigger time to get your first point but on a game winner and at home. And he just continues to impress and has earned everything he's been given so far.
Playing him on the wing helps there too.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of sentiment on this team, and as he grows into this league and. You know, he's going to have to learn to play all different positions, just as Vladdy's had to, Stammer, everybody, Doug Yoder on the list. And it's a weapon when guys know you feel confident putting guys in the middle and the wing. And he's been great, and I think he's just going to get better.
I think the goals that they score were on deflections of the two in the first period.
Yeah, it's been
like how Vasilevskiy settled in that group.
Well, I don't like our start, and you can't sit here and fault Vasi on those. I mean, Strahl's hell of a tip, and then I think it hit Palmieri, right? And that shot looked like it was going wide, and it goes in the net. So a tough way to start. What I don't like is how it got to, you know, it's the 15 to 10 seconds before those happened, which we were just a little, too relaxed, and it cost us, but... I thought that Vasi was really strong, especially, again, big penalty kill in the last, 6 minutes of game. We're up a goal, and then, you know, they pull their goalie for a minute and a half. So we were short quite a bit the last 5-6 minutes, and when we needed the big save, Vasi was there.
John, we know your team is deep. You know, 9 goals, 7 different goal scorers in 2 games. Are you impressed how deep your team is, how much weapons you have all over the ice and all over the ice, really?
I think... It's a lot of fun coaching these guys, and I've had a front row seat for the last few years, and to you know, watch these guys grow, and as you know, we talk about falling behind. It's clearly not what we want to happen, but you know, we've got a group that they know they're never out of it, and we've got the weapons that can make those type of plays. It's just really. As every period's gone on in a game, we've gotten stronger and stronger and stronger, and just like the way they're competing.
Good. Thank you.
Stay out tomorrow.
Burns.